You can't keep doing this.
Why not?
Because you just can't.
Oh? And who are you to tell me what I can and cannot do?
Well, you can just think of me as God.
And I suppose that would make me the devil, wouldn't it, Sergeant? I can see the headlines now. Dulles Devil slays 7 in sex attacks.
Now you look here!
I'm sorry, Sergeant, but I really don't see why you're making such a fuss about all this. All I did was...
You raped and killed 7 women. Girls, some of them.
As I was saying, all I did was rape and kill 7 people. Would you feel differently if I killed 7 men? 7 policemen, perhaps?
Shut up! Just shut your mouth! I'll be back in half an hour. Interview paused, 11:52 p.m. So why did you do it? Why did you rape and kill 7 innocent women?
Because it was what I wanted to do.
That is not an answer!
That is my answer!
Well, it is not good enough. What would happen if everyone just went around doing what they wanted?
Well, I would imagine there would be a far more satisfied people in the world.
Oh, so killing the women satisfied you?
Oh no, raping the women satisfied me. Killing them merely ended their lives.
So if killing the women didn't satisfy you, why did you do it?
I told you before, because it was what I wanted to do.
That is not an answer!
Yes, it is! Have a cigarette?
Will it make you less argumentative?
I am not being argumentative.
Yes, you are!
No, I am not. I am merely putting my own point of view across. You are simply incapable of understanding it.
Well, then make me understand. Show me where you're coming from.
Can I have a cigarette?
Okay.
Thank you.
You do know that anything you say will not excuse you in any way in my eyes, don't you? Oh, sure, some jury may lap up this sob story given to you by your undoubtedly ultra-slick lawyer, but I won't.
So why am I bothering, Sergeant?
Because I want to hear about your suffering. I'm sure I've heard all the grisly details about your handiwork. I want to hear about the hero that did a number on you. How did your point of view get so twisted?
What's to say your point of view is right and mine is so wrong?
Well, I would think that anyone who doesn't want to be raped and killed, quite a number, I'd imagine.
Sergeant, when I was 11 years old, I strolled out onto my family's veranda and watched my father blow his brains out with a shotgun. I ran to find my mommy, who was lying on the kitchen table soaked in the blood that welled from the gunshot wound in her chest. From there, my life became worse. And then, a little while ago, I decided to do something about it.
Oh, so you decided to become a part of the scum that inflicts itself on the rest of society. You wanted a little bit of attention, didn't you? Oh, look at the poor psycho killer. It's okay because his parents are dead. Judging by your father's actions, I'd say your insanity is hereditary.
Insanity is only a negative label that claims my way of thinking is wrong. And as I said before, my way of thinking is only different to yours. You must realize by now that you will never make me think what I did was wrong.
Oh, I think I see that now quite clearly. The thing is that it doesn't make any difference. You're going down for these crimes anyway. We've got the evidence and your confession. It doesn't matter to anybody but you why you did it, and you don't really matter at all. Interview terminated, 12:33 a.m.
Can I have another cigarette?